Emotions ran high during a House committee hearing looking into the extent of federal intervention in cases of alleged hate crimes, especially in the Gina Six case. Democratic Party Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee directed her anger at Donald Washington, the U.S. attorney for Louisiana's Western District, where the Gina Six incident took place.
Mr. Washington, tell me why you did not intervene, not by way of the legal system, but the consultation that the U.S. attorneys have with the local district attorneys. Why didn't you intervene? This broken lives could have been prevented if you had taken the symbolic responsibility that you have being the first African-American appointed to the Western District. I don't know what else to say. I am outraged.
After committee chairman John Conyers called for quiet, Washington responded.
First of all, I did intervene. I did engage the district attorney. We had conversations about his charging decisions and things of that sort. At the end of the day, there are only certain things that a United States attorney can do, that a federal representative can do with respect to a state and how it handles its criminal justice system.
The case of the so-called Gina Six drew tens of thousands of protesters to the Louisiana town on September 20th. Local prosecutors initially charged five of six African-American teenage suspects as adults with attempted murder in the beating of a white high school student in 2006. The incident at the school happened after nooses were hung from a tree, a symbol of the lynching of African-Americans in segregationist times. Three white students accused in that incident were suspended from school but not prosecuted. One of the black suspects in the beating, 17-year-old Michael Bell, served nearly 10 months in jail. Following public outcry, his sentence was reduced to a lesser charge and later overturned. But last week, a judge sent Bell back to jail for violating probation on a previous conviction. Since the Gina case made headlines, there have been other high-profile noose incidents, including a noose hung on the office doorknob of a black professor at Columbia University in New York. The U.S. Justice Department has created a task force to handle those investigations. Donald Washington said the department investigated the Gina noose hanging case, but did not bring charges because the federal government does not bring hate crime charges against juveniles. But many lawmakers and civil rights activists said there needs to be a federal mechanism for correcting what many see as a racial double standard in some local jurisdictions. Richard Cohen is the president and CEO of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
We are not here to call for the prosecution of noose hangers. What we're here to call for is a level playing field, an equal justice under the law. And, you know, that's what's not happened in Gina. The prosecutor unfortunately sees race. And when that happens, there are calls for retribution. And, you know, this kind of stuff has to end. Someone has to have enough common sense to say enough is enough.
Civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton said the Gina case must result in change or else future generations of minorities will be in danger.
If we can't turn to the federal government, as we have for the last 50 years, then what are we telling young students that Master Gina, where do they turn?
The American Civil Liberties Union praised the House hearing, calling on Congress to eliminate racism in the justice system. Robert Rafel, VOA News.